I want to go back to the dreaded sugar that we all love. Something tells me corn syrup is worse.
Well, we should divide sugar up. Right? Sugar and sweetener is a big topic, so let's put the synthetics to one side for a moment and talk about real sugar. Before I get to corn, the familiar kind of white sugar, even that isn't straightforward. You know, it depends sure. what plant it's from. That's what I found. The cane sugar is in the grass family, the Graminaceae, so then that's related to wheat and corn and rice and that family of food. But sugar that we get from beets is a different plant, and you know, people even react differently to those. You know, I've given people tests on one sugar and got no reaction, then another sugar, like beet sugar. I can remember a vivid reaction on a kiddie who went almost suicidally depressed when she got that sugar, but was fine on cane sugar. It can be as different and peculiar as that, you know, Robbie. And it's very much complicated by the fact that manufacturers fake sugar. Traditional cane sugar is kind of brown, or natural sugar anyway, like Demerara brands and Muscovado and those deep colored and rather flavorsome sugars, actually. So manufacturers now fake it, and they take any old sugar and they dye it brown. You've really got to be careful. Then you've got the dyes as well as the wrong sugar. So it's really a bit of a trap for people. So it's really not recommended. But then in the last 30 or 40 years, you've had the rise of this terrible stuff you've referred to, corn syrup. Sweetener, high fructose corn syrup. We know it's fructose, and it's a disaster, frankly. And the reason is actually pretty straightforward. I don't think there's much mystery about it. Fructose damages the liver. There are some very pivotal tests that have been carried out on this and shown without question that glucose doesn't hurt the liver. It kicks in the ordinary mechanism with insulin control and so on, but fructose doesn't do that. The liver doesn't handle it properly and gets damaged, and also You can't metabolize it in the same way, and you don't get... It's actually a kind of protection, the insulin mechanism, you know, mm-hmm. keeping the blood sugar levels down. With fructose, none of this works. So this is why people get obese. It's not being metabolized properly. And I have to say, you know, 30 years ago, I used to say to people, take fruit sugar, it's all friendly and healthy and so on. But that's before the research came out that made it quite clear that fructose damages the liver. So I can't say that anymore. But even I used to believe it was good and friendly.
Well,
but the evidence is now clear. It's just the manufacturers won't listen. You know, they won't pay any attention. They're not.
Well, it's cheaper. It blends well with water. So it's the favorite ingredient of the Cokes and Pepsis. And here in the States, you can't avoid it. You know, it's really kind of ironic that in Mexico they still use sugar, and in Canada they still use sugar, and here in the States it's all high fructose corn syrup.
Right. And, you know, that's addictive, of course. That's another reason manufacturers love it. It's addictive even more so. I mean, sugar's bad enough, as you know. You get the sweet tooth. But fructose is seriously addictive. So it's all about profits, and it's all about, you know, ignoring the personal health issues. The only thing you can do with corn syrup is really just keep off it, because if you get hooked on it, it is bad news. You remember the movie Super Size Me with Milton Spurlock?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got taken off the program by his doctor because he got liver damage in less than 30 days. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't the burger and fries. I'm pretty sure it was the 30 and 42-ounce Cokes that he was having.
Yeah, you're explaining a lot. Yeah, like I said, you're explaining a lot to a lot of people with that, Jim, and I was not aware of that either. So moving on to the deadly aspartame and sucralose that the FDA says no problem, while they say you can't have stevia, as we look at all our, poisons of choice, if you will, and it's terrible to say what deadly substance is worse than another, where do you put the artificial sweeteners?
Well, I always say to people the same thing, whether they listen or not. They always get the same mouthful from me, which is don't go for artificial sweeteners. They're very intense sugary flavors, and they actually make your sweet tooth worse. It's better to break the sweet habit rather than move over into these synthetic things. And I say to people, if you could just avoid sugar altogether for a couple of weeks, you'll find that you can break your sweet tooth. You'll find then that even a carrot tastes sweet. A carrot is full of sugar. A nicely boiled carrot with some butter is very, very sweet, but you don't perceive that because you're loading your diet so much with sugar. So don't do it, okay? But, you know, if the person has to do it, these are the liabilities. Let's take stevia, first of all, which I call the pesticide sweetener. I don't know how many listeners know this story, but it was actually discovered by accident. They were researching pesticides by using hydrocarbons and dropping chlorinated hydrocarbons, or a serious kind of pesticide. And the one of the laboratory technicians was a gentleman of Indian extraction, and I mean no disrespect, but was told to test it, and he heard taste it by mistake. So he actually tasted it and said, wow, this is really sweet.
I thought that was sucralose, not stevia.
I'm sorry, did I say stevia? I'm talking about sucralose. I'm sorry. No, stevia is the I'm sorry.
Right.
It must be the late hour, early, and I'm really glad you picked up on that. If I'd been allowed to go on with that goof, I'd have really, really screwed people up. No, I am talking about sucralose or Splenda. That's where I'm getting stevia. Stevia, as you know, is a plant leaf. It's got one of the same problems. You know, it's very, very sweet, but not so bad as these. Anyway, now you've corrected me. Let me finish the story on sucralose. Well, I finished the story, I guess, which is that, you know, it was simply then put into production, and any attempt to criticize Tate and Lyle, the British company who produced this stuff, they just sue. You know, they're not really interested in the truth of the health issue. But the FDA says it's safe, and the actual reality of this is that before it was approved safe, there have been a few studies, maybe six or eight, but before it was approved by the FDA, there were only ever two studies. In these studies, only 35 people ever took part, and this is in total.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in those two studies, only 12 human beings actually took any sucralose. And that was only for a few days, just 4 or 5 days. They were actually looking for tooth decay and not toxicity at all. So it was a complete farce on which they were supposed to have passed toxicity tests. Neither test was really valid at all. So it was another of those, you know, political convenience stories, really.
Okay, now let's get to stevia, because other than the bad licorice flavor, I have a feeling that there may be some side effects that aren't yet being talked about.
I'm sure, but I think these will be idiosyncratic ones. I have not yet come across any research, you know, that's got consistent side effects with it. The main thing is, as I said, really to try and discourage people from going on with their sweet tooth, you know, like the desire for something sweet. It's much better to give it. If you must do something, then I recommend a very little bit of true maple syrup or a very little bit of honey. Mm. But, you know, even that, you shouldn't be using that on a daily basis. Remember my saying, you know, what you do daily is where the risk runs. Just now and again, it's no big deal, whatever you do. Even eating sucralose, I guess. But if you use it on a regular basis, then you're going to run into these problems. Aspartame is the other, you know, bad story.
Oh, yeah.
Fiction. You know that's, we class that as a brain exciter toxin. There's a whole lot of NMDA receptor science and things that shows why it should be bad. And again, the story is just that manufacturers don't want to know. There's a lot of fake science out there and a lot of sham and pretense that's putting people at risk. But, you know, they are synthetics. You don't have to have them.
Right.
Generally, the advice I give is don't. You know, if people are on Diet Cokes and things, I think I say actually you'd be better off with something with sugar in it than just taking a diet product. Although I can't say that, you know, corn syrup Coke is a better version than the Diet Coke. It's really a thorny trap that the person is in. And, of course, the real story we want to teach, as you know, is just, you know, have fruit juices and natural foods and things that nature brought, because that's what your body understands. It's got the mechanisms to deal with those. And these weirdy things, we just don't have the mechanisms, you know.